This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Daryl and Hanif, you on the Pulse, the show that brings you fresh new music and music news.
Yeah, and the fresh new music that you heard just now was a new synth pop track from Pop 1280. It's called Not Too Deep. Earlier in the show, we spoke to the co-organizers of ASEAN Music Showcase Festival 2021. It's going to be happening early next month, and it's going to be virtual again, unfortunately. But still, I think it's going to still be fun. Yeah.
For sure. Also on the program so far, we had a deeper look into Haites Coyote's Mood Valley. And we're asking you on the program, it is one of our favorite albums of the year so far. What do you think of Haites Coyote's Mood Valiant? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Right, we've come on to a quick fire rapid news segment that we like to call By the way, American hip-hop trio De La Soul's full catalog is finally hitting all streaming platforms later this year after a long enough battle in getting their music to be heard in the digital space. The group announced it via Instagram Live. So, a bit of drama here. The group cut ties with their label Tommy Boy Music after negotiations fell apart on streaming rights. They are now partnering up with Reservoir Media. The deal was delayed because of clearance issues related to the album, as well as what De La Soul deemed an unfair split of the streaming platform streaming profits. The label was only giving the group 10% of the streaming profits, with Tommy Boy pocketing the rest. This is good news because De La Soul have been in legal limbo for years, issues including uncleared samples which prevented them from allowing their music to be available digitally. So during this Instagram Live video, the trio mentioned that they are very happy that we were able to get all their music out for the fans to hear and also for themselves to hear. While there might be still some hoops they need to jump through and to make their catalog available, they sounded confident and said they will happen later this year. And I quote, "We're trying to get the whole catalog out. That's a lot of back work that needs to be done. So that's why it's taking a little time to get out. But we are trying to look to release music from our catalog this year. So keep your ears out later this year."
By the way, Bonnaroo and Summerfest are the latest festivals that are going to impose a sort of vaccine passport policy when they open their doors next month. But it's not going to be limited to just showing proof that you have been fully vaccinated, though, as you can also attend the event by presenting a negative COVID test that was done 72 hours before the festival upon entry. Bonnaroo will take place on the 2nd of to the 5th of September and will feature Foo Fighters, Megan Thee Stallion, Lizzo, Tame Impala, Tyler, the Creator and more. While Summerfest, which will take place around similar dates as well but in Milwaukee, will feature 21 Pilots, Chance the Rapper and Miley Cyrus, among others. They both made the announcement almost at the same time but separately, in an effort to open up while still prioritizing safety. Last month, Lollapalooza made a similar move too, to allow people to attend these festivals but with very strict conditions. Both Bonnaroo and Summerfest had to cancel their events last year due to the pandemic. It's pretty interesting to see this, considering that I think at least elsewhere, especially in Europe or in, you know, America, you know, all these events have started opening up. But at the same time, they require like either, you know, vaccination proof or negative COVID test, right? It's the same thing with the Euros.
Yeah.
A month ago.
I mean, Hanif, looking to my crystal ball, I think 10 years from now, we still have to, there'll still be some restrictions, you know. I don't think this will end and you'll go back to normal anytime soon, at least. Yeah. Also, by the way, more festival drama. Not festival drama, but festival cancellations and show cancellations, this time from American singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks, who has cancelled 5 forthcoming performances at festivals, citing, of course, the coronavirus. Nicks has been scheduled to headline one day each at the Bottle Rock Napa Valley in California and the Jazz Aspen Festival in Colorado in September, 2 days at the Austin City Limits Festival, and then one day at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in October. The 73-year-old singer said in a statement, and I quote, "These are challenging times with challenging decisions that have to be made. I want everyone to be safe and healthy, and the rising COVID cases should be of concern to all of us." most of the festivals are moving forward with replacement headliners. Country star Chris Stapleton will take Nick's place at the Bottle Rock Festival. As a parting statement, Nick's also mentioned that because singing and performing has been my whole life, my primary goal is to keep healthy so I can continue singing in the next decade or longer. Adding on, she said, "I'm devastated and I know fans are disappointed, but we look towards a brighter 2022. We all do, Stevie. We all do.
Indeed. By the way, we've been bringing you updates about Eric Clapton and his stance and experiences with vaccines. So why not continue the story, right, Daryl? This time around, it wasn't directly from Clapton, but from another guitar legend, Brian May from Queen. He weighs in on Clapton's vaccine beliefs by essentially calling him a fruitcake. not really a good term. So in an interview with The Independent recently, Brian May said, and I quote, "I love Eric Clapton. He's my hero, but he has a very different views from me in many ways. He's a person who thinks it's okay to shoot animals for fun. So we have our disagreements, but I would never stop respecting the man. Anti-vax people, I'm sorry, I think they're fruitcakes. There's plenty of evidence to show that vaccination helps. On the whole, they've been very safe. There's always going to be some side effects in any drug you take, but to go around saying vaccines are a plot to kill you, I'm sorry, that goes in the fruitcake jar for me." I don't know whether that's considered harsh. I think it's slightly harsh from Brian May to Eric Clapton. Strong words indeed. It's kind of ironic that he prefaced it with a very respectful words, but eventually drove the point home in a very harsh way, I suppose.
Yeah,
I doubt Eric Clapton will be bothered by this, to be honest, but it's interesting to see musicians, talking about their stance on issues like this, especially now, right?
Yeah, because they influence the fans ultimately, right? My takeaway from this story is I'm going to use fruitcake in my vocabulary from now on.
I don't think so. But yeah, I mean,
who knows? Next week, you might talk about Eric Clapton again. So do stay tuned. And we've come to the end of the program. Daryl and Hanif have been with you on the Pulse this week. Next week, Ali Johan and Off New Thing will be at the helm. But before that, before we take out of here, there we have one more track for you this evening.
Yeah, this is a new one from a singer-songwriter, Alexa Rose, with Big Sky right here on the Pulse. Join us again next week. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.